It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Psalms, Psalms 22, verse 22. Teaching today on introduction to praise. The Bible says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Learning today, what is praise? When do we praise? Whom do we praise? What is the priority of praise? Point number one, what is praise? Praise is an outward expression of rejoicing, joy, liberty, freedom in Christ, hope, victory, adoration, tears, and thanksgiving in the Lord, not based on feeling, that gives glory to God and edifies the body of Christ. Praise is for all believers. Praise is not based on denomination. Praise is not based on church style or church philosophy. Praise is not based on heritage or ethnic creed, culture, or individual's background, race, or socioeconomic situation. Praise is for all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise is an outward expression of rejoicing, a way to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches clearly that praise is authorized, that praise is encouraged, that praise is something that we should do as Christians often as a way of expressing ourselves outwardly in the Lord. Praise is to extol, to uplift, to magnify, to laud, to rejoice with physical and vocal adorations in the Lord. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. It is okay to praise the Lord. Praise is comely. Praise is authorized. The Bible teaches in Psalm 145 through 150 that praise is something that we should do often in the Lord. It is okay to praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Here, praise is an expression, the fruit of our lips, and thanksgiving to his name. Thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving unto God. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Even nature teaches that praise is encouraged in the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, that the trees shall clap their hands. Jesus said that if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. All nature, all creation gives God the praise. All nature, all creation uplifts the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise is that expression that we have to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ with joy, with thanksgiving, with celebration. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is okay to praise the Lord. There are many reasons to praise the Lord. The book of Luke, chapter 10, the words of Jesus Christ, gives us a powerful reason to praise the Lord. Verse number 17 through verse number 20 of the 10th chapter of the book of Luke says, "And the 70 returned again with joy." The 70 disciples returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils," or the demons, "are subject unto us through thy name." And Jesus said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Notwithstanding, key verse, verse 20, "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Here, the disciples, the 70 disciples that were sent out two by two to raise the dead, to heal the sick, came back with a report to the Lord Jesus Christ with great joy that they had authority, that they had power over demons. And here, Jesus Christ corrects their motivation and lets them know that it is okay to have joy and to have praise and to celebrate. But for the reasons that you are celebrating, celebrate not. Celebrate that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Celebrate not that you have authority over the demons, because Satan fell with such pride. He fell as lightning that he thought that he had authority and power over others. Jesus Christ used the example of Satan being caught up in pride and fell as a result. The same teaching for the disciples, not to be caught up in pride that they have authority over demons, but rather to rejoice and celebrate that they have everlasting life in the Lord Jesus Christ, that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that their sins are forgiven, that they're washed in the blood, that they are made whiter than snow, that they have a right to the tree of life, that they have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that they have everlasting life. This is a great reason to praise, for we thank God for the blessings, many rich blessings, His grace, His mercy, His love and kindness, His compassion, His provision. All these and more we do celebrate, but celebrate most of all that we have been given everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. When an individual knows that they have been forgiven, joy comes upon them and the burden of guilt is removed from their shoulders. The weight of sin, the burden of sin, the burden of guilt is broken and removed by being washed and cleansed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture after scripture gives example after example how individuals are forgiven by Jesus Christ and then leave rejoicing. The woman at the well who was forgiven, the woman caught in the midst of adultery who was forgiven, Zacchaeus, the rich tax collector who was forgiven, and others and others and others. And when we are forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the burden and the weight of sin and the feeling of being inadequate removed from our shoulders, and we have the precious gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside that cleanses us, that empowers us and enlightens us and allows our eyes to be opened as we are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow." The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Free to praise the Lord. Free to shout vocal adorations of thanksgiving, free to lift up holy hands, free to stomp our feet and clap our hands, free to express ourselves in edifying adoration, in vocal adoration, free to express ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. Point number two, whom do we praise? We praise the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise God Almighty. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, brings this into focus. Deuteronomy, chapter 10, and verse number 21. Moses is saying unto the children of Israel, as he's preparing them to enter into the promised land, he says, "For he is thy praise, and he is thy God, that he hath done for thee great and terrible or amazing things which thine eyes have seen." So the Bible here is bringing it back into focus that although God does bless us and God does bestow mercy and grace and provide for us and heal our bodies and do all these wonderful things because he loves us, the key is that he is thy praise. We praise him for whom he is. We praise him for he's a merciful God. We praise him for he is a gracious God. We praise him for he is a kind God, a good God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never give up on us. He'll walk with us and talk with us along life's narrow way. We celebrate the Lord. We celebrate him. We praise him. He is the affection and the object of our praise. We praise him for just whom he is. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, there are living creatures that have been created by God whose sole purpose is to give God praise continually, constantly, and consistently, time without end, and infinitum, forever and forever. For the Bible says they bow down and rest not day and night, but say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." God is due such praise, such inexhaustible praise, such unceasing praise, that he created living creatures whose sole purpose is to give him glory and give him praise throughout eternity, time without end, consistently, constantly, and continually, without ceasing. That's how worthy he is of the praise. And when we think about that, such an awesome God that he is, we juxtapose, or we begin to compare how some people can be what's called fans in sports events or fanatics in sports events, and they begin to shout, they begin to raise their hands, they begin to cheer on their favorite team in the sporting event, and sometimes they go home hoarse, they lose their voice, their body may ache, they are tired from expressing themselves at the sporting event. How much more is God worthy of our praise? How much more is God worthy of us expressing ourselves for whom he is? That he is our breath and he is our life. That he has died on the cross and has risen from the dead. That he has given us the gift of everlasting life. That he has forgiven us time and time and time again. How much more worthy is he of our praise? Point number three. When do we praise the Lord? Praise is unconditional. We praise the Lord. We celebrate him. And praise is unconditional in the Lord. This kind of praise is when we're up and when we're down. This kind of praise is unconditional in the good times and in the tough times. This kind of praise is not based on feeling. This kind of praise is not based on emotion. It's not based on our favorite song being played or not being played. It's not based on if there's a large choir or not a large choir. This kind of praise is not based on anything conditional. It's unconditional praise, not based on circumstances, only based on who He is. That way we can praise any time, any place, and celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. This kind of praise is also in good order. This kind of praise is not unseemly. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 32 through 33, "And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." So if your praise is detracting attention off of the Lord and putting attention on yourself, being out of order, then that praise is not edifying the church. It's okay for us to express ourselves. It's okay for us to express ourselves with celebration. But if our praise is so unseemly that we become the spotlight of the church, then our praise is not edifying the entire body of Christ, nor is it giving appropriate glory to the Lord. It's okay to express ourselves. We just want to make sure that we are in order and we are not detracting from the celebration that's corporate in the church. We also praise the Lord as a form of encouragement. When the city of Ziklag was burned by David's enemies, and the people were beginning to blame him for this particular destruction, and individuals were kidnapped by the enemies, David did not complain. David did not blame. David grabbed a linen ephod and prepared himself to praise the Lord and give God the glory. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8, teaches how, despite the circumstances looked hopeless around David, the city being burned, individuals being kidnapped, that David took time to praise the Lord, and then after that, there was great victory and deliverance of David's enemies from God's hands. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He took his eyes off of his circumstances and he put his eyes on the Lord, who could make a way out of no way. When do we praise the Lord? It's unconditional. The Bible says in Psalm 42, "As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul longeth after thee." There's a desire to praise the Lord. There's a longing to praise the Lord. There's a desire, a deep burning to celebrate the Lord. Point number 4. There is a priority when it comes to praising the Lord. First of all, unbelievers, individuals that have not given their life to Christ, that have not been born again, should seek soul salvation before praise. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you." The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or godly love, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. I'm just making noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and have all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not godly love, charity, I am nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice, as a martyr, and have not godly love or charity, it profiteth me nothing. Here, Paul, once again, teaching the Corinthian church, like he did in chapter 14, the Corinthian church that fell in love with the gifts more than the fruit, the Corinthian church here that did not have the love of God, but had the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but were not led by the Holy Spirit. They had the gifts of the Holy Spirit, exercised the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they did not walk in the love of the Holy Spirit, walk in the love of Christ. And Paul even tells the same Corinthian church, examine yourselves to see if ye be in the faith. Paul also said in the book of Philippians, make your calling and election sure. So we do not gauge our salvation based on praise. We gauge our salvation on fruit. Jesus Christ said, you shall know them by their fruit. Fruit is a result of an inward change based on the Holy Spirit, an individual being born again, being transformed in the Lord. Praise is an outward expression of the inward joy, but even individuals who may not be converted, may not be born again, are able to still exercise emotional praise. It may not be spirit-led praise, praise that produces fruit, but only praise that is the outpouring of emotion. Individuals may know how to mimic someone's praise. Individuals may know how to mimic someone's dance. Individuals may know how to mimic someone's tongues. Individuals may know how to mimic someone's outward celebration that they see. And it may seem authentic, but if it does not have fruit, nor being led by the Spirit, nor being motivated by love, the Bible says it profiteth me nothing. Soul salvation is a priority before praise. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 8, a quote from the book of Isaiah, chapter 29. It says, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. These people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, with the expression out of their mouth, their vocal expression from their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Jesus Christ, he is the one that looks and examines the heart and the reins. Soul salvation comes before praise. Also, a priority in praise is praising the Lord with a clean heart, not emotion. For those who are believers, for those who are born again, for those who celebrate the Lord, we want to ensure that we are praising the Lord with a clean heart. A powerful scripture in the book of Amos, chapter 5, gives illustration to this. Verse 21 through 24. I hate and despise your feast days, your days of celebration, that the Lord is saying, and I will not smell or receive your solemn assemblies or your congregational assemblies when you celebrate on your feast days. I will not receive it. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Verse number 23, take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. God here is saying, when you are celebrating and you do not have a clean heart, he is saying, stop the music and get right. Stop the music and repent. Stop the music examine yourselves and make sure that you are right with me. Verse 23, again, take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. Stop the music and receive a cleansing, receive a washing. The Lord, He is the one that looks on the inward heart, the very motive of our being. He is not focused on the outward expression, although it is wonderful to celebrate. The Bible says He searches the heart and the reins, the very bowels of our being. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Here, the children of Israel were making a decision based on Saul's stature instead of looking at the heart or the fruit of the individual's life. The Lord would have us to praise Him. Yes, the Lord would have us to celebrate. Yes, the Lord would have us to lift our hands. Yes, the Lord would have us to stomp our feet. Yes, the Lord would have us to have vocal adorations in the Lord. Yes, the Lord would have us to have tears fall down our cheeks, thanksgiving on our lips. But the Lord would have us to do it with a clean heart, a pure heart, to be washed and forgiven in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. A clean heart, a washed heart, a forgiven heart. Then we give Him the fruit of our lips, thanksgiving unto His name. A clean heart, a washed heart, a forgiven heart. Then we give Him vocal adoration and vocal praise. A pure heart, a clean heart, a forgiven heart. Then we clap our hands. A clean heart, a pure heart, a forgiven heart. And then we stomp our feet and celebrate the Lord. Yes, there is a priority in praise. We ensure that we are right with Him, that we are cleansed and washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a priority in praise to ensure that our heart is right, and then we celebrate the Lord. This is praise. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.